9:37, approaching 9:38 here on the Mighty 690. I'm Shane Neal, filling in for James this week. We've had a great show for you today. Appreciate Lois Hendricks of the Coffeyville Public Library. Appreciate Denise York, as well as Dylan Oder and Wyatt Starnes coming in from Coffeyville Reawakening, and Ducks Unlimited and the Midland Movie Night coming in this morning as well. And now, with it being NFL kickoff night for the Kansas City Chiefs, you knew this was coming. You knew I couldn't fill in for James for a week and not make my spin on it. We're joined now by the host of the NFL Week in Review on WHIO Radio, my good friend Parker Testa. Parker, brother, good morning. Happy second Christmas. The NFL season's back.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you, Shay. It's here. It's football season. It's back. I'm thrilled. I know you are as well. Excited for the night's content.
Absolutely, and let's get it started with, we'll start it with the thing that the Chiefs don't want to hear, Chiefs fans don't want to hear from me, and I promise I'm going to, we're going to talk a lot of good with Kansas City, but I want to get your thoughts on this, because this isn't the Detroit Lions teams that maybe people have grown accustomed to. This is a good football team. They're well coached. Their defense has improved with their first round pick, Jack Campbell, out of Iowa. They bring in Jahmyr Gibbs out of Alabama. They have a veteran quarterback in Jared Goff, one of the best young receivers in the NFL, and Amon-Ra St. Brown. Now, I still think the Chiefs should be and are the favorites, but this Lions team is probably a playoff team. Parker, your thoughts on Detroit?
Well, the Chiefs open up tonight as 4.5-point favorites at home. And you look at that number and you think, well, that's pretty low, it seems like, for the Lions. But like you said, this Lions team is a good team. They added some nice rookie pieces, like you said, Campbell out of Iowa on defense, and Gibbs in their backfield. Jared Goff, I think, is going to have a great year. Amon-Ra St. Brown, like you said, at wide receiver. And this is a fun Lions team. Dan Campbell has Detroit rocking for the Lions. When was the last time you've seen Detroit and even the entire NFL world be this excited about a Lions team? Hasn't happened in quite some time.
It definitely hasn't. You know, when the NFL schedule came out and I saw that they scheduled Chiefs and Lions, I was a little upset about it, because I was like, we could have done Chiefs-Eagles, we could have done Chiefs-Bengals, we could have done such a more fun matchup. But, you know, as the offseason's gone on, I'm like, you know what? This isn't a half-bad matchup. The Lions are a pretty good team, and as we saw last year, I mean, even if they don't win tonight, it's a team that's going to scrap for four quarters. I think whoever wins tonight, it's a close game.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm not going to say I'm not a betting man, because I do every now and then, but I would still take the Chiefs to cover tonight. I think the Lions, I think they'll cover that 4.5. I don't know if it's in a big way, but I think the Chiefs will cover tonight. But there's a lot to be worried about if you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan, right? Your wide receiver room is thin. I know we're going to talk about that here in a second, and then you lose Travis Kelce to the injury, and a lot of the unknown right now with Travis Kelce. So, if there is any chance for the Lions to beat the Chiefs, it's tonight.
Absolutely. And let's talk Travis Kelce, since you brought it up, of course, suffering that hyperextension in his knee on Tuesday. Now, the Chiefs are confident there's no damage to the ACL, which means probably not season threatening, but absolutely it is week to week threatening here in the early stages of the season. There's still quite a bit of swelling. The most recent reports say quite a bit of swelling, a pretty significant bone bruise as well. He's listed as questionable for tonight, and I'm sure, you know, knowing Travis Kelce, he's going to do everything in his power to play. But at the same time, Parker, I think you got to be smart with this. I know Chiefs fans want to see Travis Kelce on the field, but week one, you want to start the year with a win, of course, but you'd much rather have Travis Kelce at full health for the Bengals in December and for the playoffs and for the final games, you know, trying to wrap up the division, than risk him hurting that knee even more in a week one game.
Right, and I think what I saw a lot yesterday was his ACL may be intact, but from what I've seen from doctors, and I am not a doctor, I will not pretend to play one on these airwaves, but from what I've seen from doctors, is a stretched ligament is almost just as bad as a torn ligament. So even if that ACL is intact, like you said, you don't want to take this risk with Travis Kelce, because you need him late in the year. Because let's be honest, Shay, this Chiefs schedule is tough to open up. You got the Jaguars. You got Lions, Jaguars. Those are two maybe you won't think of as tough teams, but those are tough teams, two teams that have a chance to contend in their own division. Then you have Chicago at home, and who knows what the Bears are going to look like. You have the Jets on the road, of course, with Aaron Rodgers. The Vikings are always somehow, some way, sneak away into being a good team. But late in the year, Shea, you had some tough contests against the Bengals week 16, the Chargers week 17. You got to play the Bills early in December, so you need Kelce for games like that.
Yeah, you absolutely do. And I think, you know, every Chiefs fan listening to this program right now would tell me they would rather lose to the Lions tonight and have Travis Kelce for those games in December than beat the Lions tonight and Travis Kelce re-aggravates that injury.
Right. And what, like you said, you need, and with this wide receiver room being as thin as it is, you need guys like Kelce to as a security blanket.
Well, so with Kelce's status being uncertain as of this moment in time, of course, Kadarius Toney coming off of another knee surgery, they expect him to play tonight, but we don't know how many snaps he's going to take. We don't know how he's going to look. A guy that I talked a little bit about on the NFL Week in Review, and a guy that I think really has a chance to break out this year and become a star in this Chiefs offense. He's really kind of been by default now their wide receiver one. It's Sky Moore, the second year player out of Western Michigan, who had a kind of a down rookie year, but he was big in that Super Bowl, and now he's going to have to be big for this offense because they're kind of running out of weapons.
Yeah, second year guy, Sky Moore, I like a lot, and I was very happy with that you brought up his name when we were talking about sleeper guys for fantasy football. Sky Moore is one of them. Like you said, didn't have the greatest rookie year, caught 22 balls for 250 yards, no touchdowns, but if there's the breakout second year, for any guy, I think Sky Moore is a good candidate to have that breakout second year, especially with as thin as the receiver room is in Kansas City, where you have guys there like MBS, Valdez Scantling, who's an all right wide receiver, but he's not like he's not your main guy. Sky Moore needs to be that main guy for Kansas City.
Yeah, he does, and I think it's interesting because I didn't really think about this. When Toney got surgery, I was like, well, they still have Kelce, they have Sky Moore, they have MVS. But now that Kelce could be out a couple weeks, it really makes me think, and I thought about this morning, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. They could run the ball a whole lot more than I think we thought the Chiefs would, because, of course, you think Patrick Mahomes, best quarterback in the world, and they're probably going to throw the ball a ton, and they probably will. But you have Isaiah Pacheco coming back, who was an absolute bull as a rookie. You have Jerick McKinnon, who's a touchdown machine. And now you finally have a healthy, quiet Edwards-Helaire. Parker, that's three really quality running back options. There's depth at that position, and while there isn't depth at wide receiver, they may lean on that depth at running back.
Yeah, I think so too. Pacheco, of course, they're one guy, deservedly so. I'm a big fan of guys who you can take late in the draft, and he comes out where year one, year two, and is eventually just starting in your backfield and tearing it up. I love stories like that. Pacheco's one of those guys. Jerick McKinnon is a guy who, honestly, I forgot he was on the Chiefs team. He's bounced around so much in the last few years, Shay. I forgot he was in Kansas City. But he's another talented guy they got. And Edwards-Helaire, a guy they drafted in the first round a couple years back, is a guy who I like a lot. He's been injury-plagued for most of his career. But when he's on the field, he's an incredibly talented back. So, yeah, I think Kansas City relies on their running game more so than you might see them originally do with the absence of some of these receivers.
I completely agree. And I think, it's funny you mentioned McKinnon because he really only gets snaps in the red zone. And that's why he's kind of a fantasy sleeper for all you that play fantasy football. I have him on my bench in one of my 12-team leagues because he really only gets snaps in the red zone. But because of that, Parker, he had 8 straight games with a touchdown last year. Who would have thought Jerick McKinnon would have 8 straight games with a touchdown?
Well, yeah, and not only that, he can also catch the ball out of the backfield, so he's dangerous there. So you have three guys, really all three of these guys can catch the ball coming out of the backfield. And, since you brought up fantasy football, Shay, I had my third and final fantasy draft last night, and unfortunately was driving home when the first round was being picked, and I was auto-picked Travis Kelce, so I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that. But I think especially McKinnon down in the red zone, when you miss guys like Kelce and MVS, is a guy who can catch touchdowns for you down in the red zone. He's a taller guy at 6'4", so he can certainly be a red zone threat, but you're certainly going to look for McKinnon down there. But,
Yeah, you are. And, you know, Bengals fans like myself know how talented MVS is, because MVS looked like Tyreek Hill in the AFC Championship game. I believe he ended with 7 catches for like 125 and a touchdown. So he was fantastic in that AFC Championship game. Parker, let's shift to the defensive side of the ball, where obviously the big, you know, the big question that's left to be answered is what the heck is going on with Chris Jones? There's currently no progress being made on a deal, so it seems like he's not going to play tonight. He said he's willing to sit out as long as week 8 to get this new contract extension. And, you know, of course, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, whether you think Chris Jones is in the right for sitting out, whether you think he's being selfish for sitting out. That's not my job to tell you how to think. But what is a fact is if Chris Jones isn't on the field, this Chiefs defense is drastically worse.
Yeah, right. And yeah, who knows with Chris Jones? I would like to tell you that I think he's going to sign and be back week 4. I don't know. And Shay, I'm an Indianapolis Colts fan. We're going through the same nonsense with Jonathan Taylor, who's the team's best player. So I think Chris Jones doesn't hurt the Chiefs. The loss of Chris Jones doesn't hurt the Chiefs as much as the loss of Travis Kelce does. But certainly, it's a huge loss on the defense for the Kansas City Chiefs for Chris Jones to be out. But you still have guys like George Karlaftis down there who are talented. You know, Willie Gay and Justin Reed at the safety spot. So there's certainly areas of concern. Defense is one of them for the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll just have to see how it plays out tonight. And you know, I a lot of people that I've seen that are gambling people do not bet at all on week 1 of the NFL because there's just so much unknown.
You're absolutely right. I think, you know, with Jones most likely not playing tonight, unless we get some breaking news here in the next couple hours that there has been a deal reached, but assuming that he's not playing tonight, the Detroit Lions have one of the best offensive lines in the NFL with Frank Ragnow at center. Of course, you have Taylor Decker at left tackle, Penei Sewell at right tackle. It's one of the best offensive lines in all of football. And you have to think that Jared Goff's going to have time to throw. The lanes are going to open up for Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery tonight because the Chiefs defensive line, I think that's their biggest weakness tonight. We know Mahomes can put up points. We know the Chiefs offense is going to be fine. But I'm not sure the Chiefs defense is going to be able to win at the line of scrimmage. And that's a big, big problem.
Right, and I've always said if whoever wins at the line of scrimmage or more often than not wins the football game. So that's going to be an interesting battle tonight on both fronts with this Detroit defense who's improved tremendously from last year. And with this Kansas City offense, you have some guys out. So, of course, you have Mahomes in your running game. But I'm interested to see the thing I'm going to be watching really tonight, Shay, is how the Chiefs running game, you know, attacks this defensive line from Detroit because it's a good one. So, and then offense on the other side of it for the Lions on offense, you're going to see a lot of Jahmyr Gibbs tonight. I think you're going to see them lean heavily on that running game, especially with the absence of Chris Jones.
Chiefs get their season started tonight against the Detroit Lions. You can catch, of course, it right here on the Mighty 690. Coverage beginning at 6, kickoff at 7:20. Parker Testa, thank you so much for joining us, pal. And how can people who are interested in keeping up with you, how can they find you? And tell us a little bit about the NFL Week in Review on WHIO.
Yeah, so it's myself and my co-host, Big Steve, who's an independent scout around the NFL, hosts the NFL. The NFL preview show now, that we're back in the NFL season on 10 to 11:30 here in Dayton on 95.7 FM and 1290 AM. And if you want to keep up with me, I'm on Twitter at Parker Testa.
Great stuff, man. Appreciate it as always. And hey, again, Merry Christmas. Football season's back. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
All right, Shay. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Parker Testa, good enough to join us from WHIO in Dayton, one of my very, very good friends, to get us ready for Chiefs football tonight. We're going to step away. Fox News, local news coming up next, top of the hour. We'll have a full hour of open line in the 10 o'clock hour. So get your calls in, get in line. We're going to be ready to take your calls. We'll be back in just a few minutes on the Mighty 690 KGGF.